Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 169 for Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Thursday morning, taking strength from gains in the vegetable oil market, along with speculative trade. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $5 higher, with the January contract coming in at $476.50 per ton. That's up $5.10. Malaysian palm oil, Chicago soy oil, and European rapeseed futures were all higher, which contributed to the gains. Traders are adjusting positions ahead of tomorrow's production estimates by Statistics Canada, while many traders expect tomorrow's report to show a larger canola crop than initially reported. The trade guesses at this point do vary rather significantly. On the other side of the coin, Chicago soybeans were weaker, which dragged on values. Crop conditions in South America have improved with recent rain, which was bearish. Profit-taking could be a feature of today's activity as investors look for bargains ahead of tomorrow's report. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were down a cent, with the most active January contract checking in at $8.91 a bushel. Prices were down slightly after a report by the USDA showed export sales towards the low end of expectations, leaving many to wonder whether foreign demand for U.S. soybeans is strong or not. There are also continued worries about the vast soybean stockpiles in Argentina, and when those stockpiles may move now that the country has decided to lower its export tax. Elsewhere, the European Union has also decided to lower its biodiesel usage. The European Union said yesterday biofuels would account for 6.5% of all fuel usage by 2020. That is below the previous mark of 7%. Corn was 4 cents stronger, with the March contract sitting at $3.74 per bushel. Corn took strength from higher wheat values. Ideas persist that ethanol consumption will increase in the future due to new fuel requirements from the Environmental Protection Agency. Concerns over demand for corn did temper the gain somewhat. The U.S. dollar is still a problem for exporters. U.S. wheat was 12 cents higher, with the March contract sitting at $4.79 a bushel. The U.S. dollar was slightly weaker this morning, though, which helped out wheat a bit. Russia has announced it will not be accepting any more grain orders from Turkey. Some traders also fear the Russian Navy may make life difficult for Turkish transport boats moving wheat in the Black Sea. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, December 3rd, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.